Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Did you hear this prayer of Jesus for the church, for all those who would believe in him, that we would be one just as the Father is in the Son and the Son is in the Father? This Trinitarian unity is the kind of unity Jesus prays for us as the church, that we might be together in the Son and the Father, so that, hear the purpose clause in verse 21, so that the world may believe that the Father has sent the Son. Do you hear that? The world will not believe that the Father sent the Son when the church does not experience the unity that Jesus calls us to experience in him and in the Father. Do you see what's at stake? Our unity in the church and the spread of the gospel in the world. They go together. We want the world to know that God loves them. Then we work with an eagerness, Ephesians 4, to maintain the unity of the Spirit of God in the church. So can we just pray for that? God, in each of our local churches, we pray for unity around you, around the Father and the Son and the Spirit. We pray for this unity that you have, O God, in your Trinitarian nature to mark us in our churches. God, help us to guard against division. God, remove division, we pray, in our local churches and, God, across our local churches as we all hold tightly to the gospel that saves us and your word that's our authority. And as we have different convictions about things that are less clear in your word or preferences in our lives, God, we pray that you would help us to pursue unity with each other, that you would help us to love one another, care for one another, lift up one another, speak kindly, tenderly to one another, about one another in ways that build up one another. God, help us to bear with one another. God, help us to be the body you've created us and called us and you prayed for us to be, Lord Jesus. So that the world might know and believe who you are. God, we pray that you would give us love for the world and love for one another together in this way. God, we want the nations to know you. We pray for the Kyrgyz people, so many of them, Muslim people groups spread throughout different countries, millions of them who need to know your love, God. We pray for a unity in the church on mission for the Kyrgyz people of the world. God, help us, we pray, each of us individually to play our part in cultivating and maintaining this unity that you prayed for, Jesus. And we pray that it would be reality in ever-increasing measure in and through our lives as your church. According to Jesus' words that he prayed, we pray. Amen.